DW, learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future. Hello and welcome to this new Crime Fighter series entitled Dirty Deals and written by Crispin Mwakidale. As the title suggests, this story will highlight the hidden dangers of corruption. Without further ado, let's join Zita. She's 22 years old and studies law in Bazingo, a densely populated city in the African country Bambika. Zita, an only child, lives with her parents in a low-income settlement called Guraya. Like most of these settlements, it has mushroomed as a result of uncontrolled house building and lack of planning. This first episode is called The Big Fire. It's late at night and everyone's fast asleep. Everyone except Zita, that is. She's busy working on her laptop, doing some research for her law degree.
Jeez, past midnight already? How time flies. Kapaka, do you know what time it is?
Sorry, but I can't resist you, Zita. I saw you were still online, so I...
So you video call me at almost 1 a.m. You do realize I still live with my parents?
Yes, but only for a little while longer. As soon as we graduate, we are going to start our own law firm and enough money to plan a big wedding, buy a house, have kids.
I see you have big plans for us already.
Of course. I'm already lining up some of the clients we'll be representing. And I can tell you, they are the creme de la creme of Bazingo.
What? You've not even been granted a license to practice law yet, and you're telling me you've identified potential clients. How do you do that? Who are they?
Let's just say...
Hold on, Kapaka. There are people shouting outside. I don't know what's going on. Let me take a look.
All right. Be careful, darling.
Oh, my God. Our building is on fire.
What? Zita, get out of there right now. I'm calling the fire department. Get out.
Yes, but I need to warn my parents.
Mom? Dad, wake up. Wake up, fire. We need to get out of here. Mom? Dad, we have to leave now. The whole building's on fire.
Oh, my God. Fire? The smoke's choking me. Chiriku, where are my glasses?
There's no time for that, Bamju. Let's go.
But what about all our things?
Dad, there is no time. Our lives are in danger.
Here, Bamju. Take your phone, wallet, and glasses.
Okay. Let's get out of here.
We can't use the door. It's too risky. We'll have to escape through the window. Thank goodness we're on the ground floor.
Oh, dear. This is a nightmare.
You can say that again. Let me open the window. Zita, you go first. Chirik will follow. I'll go last, okay?
Wait a second. I need to get my laptop. I can't lose all my files. Mom, Dad, you go ahead. I'll be with you in a second.
Zita, no! Chiriku, my wife, let me help you out of the window, quick!
Thank you, Bamju. Where's Zita? This whole building's on fire.
Zita, hurry up! Hurry up!
Got it! I've got my laptop, Dad. Let's go.
Hey, what's the matter? Come on! Those people are counting on us to put out the fire!
I'm trying to drive there, but you can see for yourself how difficult it is. The street is too narrow for the fire truck. Just like the others, we tried to go down.
So what? We came out here only to get stuck? Now what? Why have you switched off the engine?
Our fire truck is just too big. We can't make it through this tiny space. We'd damage the truck and probably the houses too. I can't do it.
Okay, then let's get out of the truck and help them put out the fire.
Are you out of your mind? The crowd will beat us up if you tell them we can't drive the truck to the fire. We need to leave.
Hey!
Too late.
What's wrong with you people? Get the hoses out and come and put out the fire.
I'm so sorry, miss. We'd really like to help, but as you can see, there's no way in.
No way in? What do you mean, no way in? Can't you go around the block and come at it from the back?
We've tried everything, miss. It is impossible. There are makeshift houses and kiosks at every turn, and they're blocking the truck. I'm so sorry.
You're sorry? Lives are in danger. Our property is burning to the ground, and all you can say is I'm sorry? This is unbelievable.
Come on. Let's get out of here before this turns nasty.
Hey! Hey, where do you think you're going? Don't think you can get away that easily.
Hey! Did she just take a photo of us?
I don't know. I was reversing the truck. I told you it was better just to go, didn't I?
You haven't heard the last of this. You can run, but you can't hide.
Why? Why us? God, what did we do to deserve such a tragedy? We've lost everything.
Oh, Mom, please don't cry. Thank God we're still here.
Chiriku, my wife, we've lost a lot, but we were lucky to get out alive. If it weren't for our daughter Zita, I don't even want to think what would have happened.
Mr. and Mrs. Bamju, I'm so terribly sorry for, you know, for this. It's such a huge loss.
Thank you, Kapaka. At least we weren't hurt, like so many of our neighbors.
And now the hashtag Bazingo Fire is trending. People are posting pictures and videos of their buildings burning down. There is barely a house left standing in Guraya district.
What are we going to do? Where do we even start?
I've just learned that Mayor Rachel's offering temporary accommodation at Bazingo High School. They're also appealing to people to donate food, blankets, and medical supplies.
Oh, so that's what we've been reduced to now? Internally displaced people? Counting on the mercy and generosity of strangers.
Zita, stop talking like that. You know we aren't the only ones who have suffered.
I'm tired. I need to sleep. I'm hungry too.
Well, if you want, I can drive you to Bazingo High School.
That would be kind of you, Kapaka.
All our sweat, our labor vanished overnight. It hurts so much. No one can repay us for what we've lost.
Who says no one can repay us?
Zita, what do you mean? I realize you've all been through a traumatic experience. But you know what it's like? The police will open an investigation and it'll drag on forever. I'm sorry, but that's the reality. Or what were you suggesting?
I'm suggesting you take my mom and dad to the high school where they can rest. There's someone I need to see.
And that's how we end this first episode of Dirty Deals, a crime fighter's story about the hidden dangers of corruption. Who does Zita want to visit?
All right, young lady, you have my full attention.
Good. My name's Zita. Zita Bamju. I'm here to inform you that the fire was partly the result of your negligence.
You must be out of your mind to think I had anything to do with that fire. You know that's a very serious allegation, young lady.
Is it possible for her family and the neighbors to get compensation? But the big question is, what did corruption have to do with the fire? Don't miss the next episode to find out. Remember, you can always listen to this episode again by visiting dw.com/crimefighters. We're also looking forward to your comments on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Until then, stay safe and corruption-free.